Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host Damon, and today I'm very excited to welcome someone that I've been looking forward to having on the podcast probably since the beginning. He's also our walking billboard because almost every Sunday he wears his Engage to Flourish podcast t-shirt, and that's Todd DeBon.
Who's
welcome
that?
Todd.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I've been looking forward to this for a long, long time.
I know, I have too. So Todd, what's something that God's been highlighting to you recently?
Oh man, you would think that I have this all covered because I've had like 2 months to think about it.
So, yeah, last week at men's Bible study, he was actually practicing as we're waiting for a Bible study to get started.
Yep. All right, so I think one thing that God's been highlighting to me is like to bring him into the arenas that I'm in. Mm-hmm. So to like acknowledge him, his presence at the gym, bring him into the arenas that I'm in, like whether it's on the Spartan race course, the trails, the classroom, the gym, my backyard, just wherever, just to kind of invite him and acknowledge his presence in those areas.
So what does that look like?
Okay. So a good example of that is I like to start my day delving into the word or devotional. So just invite him into the house. I know that he's, you know, it's not that he's not in the house, but to acknowledge his presence first thing in the morning in the house, in the kitchen. So that is probably the first thing that I do. I try to make that a habit. I've been doing that now for like 200 days straight. And the reason why I know that is because it's on my Bible app. So I love that.
The cool thing about analytics.
Mm-hmm. I love that kind of stuff. And another thing is I like to garden. So I will bring like my speaker out there outside, and I'll listen to the Engaged Flourish podcast or I'll listen to another podcast, like a Christian podcast, or I'll listen to worship music. So just to have that in kind of environment. So that's what it looks like. At the gym, it just looks like just praying over the building, the class that I'm in. Maybe it's an exercise class that I'm either teaching and or taking. So just to invite the Holy Spirit to just to be there and just to acknowledge his presence.
Yeah, that's really cool, Todd. I think that's something that we all need to do, is just be able to acknowledge God's presence in our lives each day, because he's there, but then it's one thing to just know that he's there, but then to acknowledge and honor his presence there, it makes a big difference in our lives.
Yeah, it's really helpful. I really feel them like when I'm outside. I love that kind of stuff, especially on the trails. And the trails are tough and it's hot and there's a hill and it's rough terrain. And you know, I could just sense his presence there. I'm listening to worship music, or sometimes it's not worship music. Sometimes it's like Christian rock or something like that. And it's like, but yeah, those kind of things, you know, they're just so, yeah, it's just where I feel his presence.
Cool. Okay, So one of the reasons, I've been wanting to have Todd on for a while, and we were trying to discuss what we were going to talk about, but I feel like the timing for Todd to come on the podcast is really, like, perfect timing.
The thing is, I've always wanted to come on, but then it's like, oh, it's Mark. Mark again. Oh, what? Mark's up again? Okay, how about next week? Oh, Mark's up again that week. Mark is just hogging it all up. That's basically it. So, Mark, if you're out there, just let somebody else have a shot at the podcast. That's all I'm asking.
And I'm sure that Mark is not going to be the only shout out that Todd gives today, because I heard he has a list of people that he's going to shout out later on in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But timing wise, I feel like Todd coming on for this episode is perfect, because in Pastor Barry's Father's Day message, he challenged the men to step into their manhood. And one of the analogies that he gave towards what does that look like is that of a gardener, as someone who creates an atmosphere for people to flourish. And so when I think of a gardener or someone that creates atmospheres, Todd is one of the first people that comes to mind. And when I think of challenges, Todd's another person that comes to mind because I feel like he's someone that I'm able to challenge. And he's actually challenged me a lot too. So I just felt like timing-wise, this is perfect. Todd, one of my first remembrances of you is a time where you were working on your backyard and it was a lot of hard work. And then you invited me to come help you.
I am smiling while Damon is describing these moments. I am totally smiling like he's describing me. I don't think of myself as that. But yes, as Damon's saying this, I go, oh yeah, those are things that I enjoy doing. I don't go around thinking, oh, I'm a gardener. I'm a person that does these type of things. So I appreciate that, Damon. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So, like I said, one of my first remembrances of Todd is when he was working in his backyard and he was building out this awesome koi pond. Well, it ended up being an awesome koi pond, but yeah. I remember when we first started, it was just a plain backyard, and he invited me to help him to create this atmosphere of this koi pond. And it was a lot of hard work and a lot of digging and a lot of sweat. And I mean, there was some blood too.
Well, that's part of why I recruit people to be my friends, is to get them to do work that I don't want to do, such as digging. Like, I don't want to dig. Well, oh, okay, let's get this 18-year-old, you know, scrawny little, let's give him the shape. Let's see if he could dig out something. That's what I do. So hopefully, all my friends know this too. I've asked so many people to help me with different things. They all know. That's why you're my friends. so I don't have to do all the work.
Yeah. So one thing that Todd has taught me over the years is that when people get challenged or when we experience challenges, they don't always have to be hard, right? So it could be hard work, but that doesn't mean that it has to be hard. So in these times that I remember doing this hard work with Todd, I don't remember the hard work. I just remember it just being a fun time of hanging out with Todd and doing something. And then what the finished product of it was this awesome like koi pond in this scenario.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want people to keep on coming back to help you dig koi ponds, you got to make it kind of fun. So I love having fun. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it if it's not fun, you know. So make people laugh, just enjoy, right?
Yeah, so I think sometimes, you know, in a scenario where like this in Pastor Barry's message where he's challenging the men to do something and to step into something, sometimes we think of it as, oh, that's going to be a lot of hard work. But from what I've learned from Todd is it doesn't always have to be hard work when we experience a challenge. It can be something that takes some work, but it can be fun and something that we can do together.
Yeah. So for me, I really enjoy being outside, but I also enjoy being around other people. So whatever it is, it could be home improvement. I love having people over, not just to have them do all the hard work, but, you know, just so I'm not doing all the hard work by myself. It's a lot more fun and then makes the time go by faster, whether it's going on a trail run. I don't like going on trail runs by myself. I mean, that's torturous, but if someone's being tortured with me, that's more fun. And, you know, and Spartan races too. That's, you know, it's tough stuff, but when you're doing with other people and you're sweating and it takes away the pain, you know?
Yeah, and so something that's been pretty cool to me that I've experienced with Todd also is that as we've been able to challenge each other, you know, so he's credited me with challenging him to his first Spartan race.
Oh, yes.
And some of the other ones, like doing his first triathlon and some of these other things that I've been able to challenge him to do. But one of the things that he's commented to me after he's completed it is that there was something in him that was sparked that felt like I'm stepping into something that I didn't know I had. And so I feel like that's been something that's neat, is as we step into some of these challenges, we might experience something or God might reveal something that was always in us that we didn't know that we had before.
Yeah. So I credit Damon. It's so awesome. Damon credits me for challenging him with, you know, the home improvement stuff, but he's really the one that started me on this crazy Spartan journey, because I was like, what a Spartan. It was like in 2014.
Well, he even remembers the year. I don't even remember how long ago that was.
2014, he asked me, let's do a Spartan race. I don't know what a Spartan race is. He goes, come on, let's do it. I was like, okay, let's go. Like I said, I enjoy being outside. I enjoy being around other people, and I enjoy challenges. So let's do it. And that, so you could all blame Damon for all the craziness that's happened over the past, 8 years. Damon started me on my first Spartan race, and I've done, gosh, close to 40, 50.
Yeah, that's way more than I've done. I think I've done 3.
Yeah, so, yeah. And then Damon also got me into triathlons. Oh, my gosh. That, talk about a challenge. But, you know, that's one of the things I enjoy. I enjoy being challenged. I enjoy, again, being outside, being around other people, pushing my limits to see how far I can go. And there's a lot of reasons why I just accept them. One of the things I was thinking about, why do I like these challenges? And something that came to mind was some of the things that I've done, such as I've gone on missions trips, and I see these people in other countries, and they have nothing, and they're just worshiping the Lord like nobody's business. They're totally praising the Lord. They're singing and they're dancing, but they don't have anything. So when I think of challenges, like challenges here in the United States, this challenge is going to be easy. It's going to be fun compared to the challenges that people have, you know, in other places of the world. So,
Yeah, so something that might seem like a challenge to us might be someone else's normal.
Right. Yeah. So, sometimes I just take it like that as well. I remember a long time ago, Pastor Barry did this class. This is at our old church, CBC. And it was this class, like, how do we most, I forgot the name of it. How do we most experience the Lord?
And it's like spiritual pathways?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. And he did all these, what do you call them?
Lab time.
There you go, lab time. And so I found out, I guess I always knew, but if I realized it was through music and through being outside. Mm-hmm. And so I remember that. I go, okay, yeah, that's how God created me. And then, you know, how at our church, it's like, hey, you know, be all you can be, what God created you to be. And that. And then I remember, gosh, just all these little pieces. I'm probably not coming out across really, really intelligent right now, but just like all these different pieces that I love doing, and God is telling me, hey, well, this is your area of what you call it, of where I want you to be. You know, you're gonna be a witness to people in these arenas. So yeah, just the places that I enjoy to be, where God created me to be, and challenges that I love doing, and God puts people in my way, and I can be a witness to them, either directly or indirectly.
And that's something else that I love about you, Todd, is that you're always inviting people to the things that you're already doing. So whether it's Spartan race, inviting other people to come into it. I know you've invited like Cameron to come in and do some of the Spartan races with you. Whether it's now you're playing pickleball and you're inviting people to come out. I mean, I know I haven't been able to come out yet, but you've invited multiple people to come out. Just the invitation spirit that you have, and how the Lord can use that to bring other people to know him too, that are outside the church.
Yeah. For all you that are unsure about what pickleball is, yes, I want to get a group of us here at Catalyst, and we can play pickleball together and just have fun and, yeah, just have fun together and just be as a community out there. I love it. I don't really think of myself as the person that invites people, but yes, I do invite people. I have to, everybody turns me down. It's like, okay, that's okay. Don't take it personal. But anyways, yeah, I enjoy bringing people together, whether it's at the Spartan race course or pickleball, because that's what I'm getting into. It's my body's breaking down and I can't be running forever. I'm slowing down. I'm going to play pickleball, and I just bought an e-bike.
I was giving him a hard time this morning about the e-bike.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind.
And that's something else I love about you, Todd, is that you're not afraid to make fun of yourself and have a good time and enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think that that's something that I feel like is a big part of your heart for our church, is to be an inviting church, a place where people can really feel comfortable. And that's part of why you like to invite people out to different things. It's just you want to be able to connect with other people. And I feel like that's a big part of your heart, is being able to connect and then help them to connect with the Lord too.
Yes. Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm also part of the welcome committee. So I do know that's a part of me. And part of that was, I remember one time I went to a church and no one said anything, welcomed me or anything like that. And I was like, no, I don't want that for our church. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person. I'm not saying everybody has to be, you have to welcome the new people, but I know I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. So I just step into how God created me to be. I'm not always outgoing, but for the most part I am, and I enjoy meeting new people and making them feel welcome. Same thing on pickleball court. New people, welcome. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, and I think that's been something that's been cool. It's like, you don't even have to know someone for very long, Todd. You might meet them that first day and they're like, oh, I'm doing this. You want to come out and hang out with us and do this?
Oh, yeah. I think, talk to Agnes and Henry. I think the first day, I think they visited our church, and I don't know what it was. I think I asked them to sing karaoke like within a week, something like that. It probably irritates my wife that I just meet somebody and like, hey, come on over. Let's sing karaoke. Let's play pickleball.
Yeah. And I think that's really a part of your heart, Todd. And something that you really bring to our church is just that welcoming spirit, that a person that really is always inviting, always open, always, welcoming the new people. I think that's really cool.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so Todd, in light of Pastor Barry's challenging to the men, and I think it's also a challenge to just everyone in our church in general, is we feel like God is raising us up to, as part of Catalyst 2.0, to be more intentional about whether it's our faith or sharing about Him. So as someone that, is constantly, whether challenging yourself or challenging others, like you've challenged me, how do you feel like the Lord wants us to respond when we get challenged?
Well, to not be afraid. One thing I know for me, I grow through my failures. So I try not to be afraid to fail. I don't want to be afraid to fail. So if there's a challenge, and especially if it's a challenge that, there's challenges that it's like, oh no, that's just not me. Like if someone challenged me to, play poker or golf, I mean, I just know that I just don't enjoy those things, or challenge me to sit in front of a television and binge watch something. That's not what I'm talking about. But a challenge like, if there's a challenge that is like within the realm of how God created me to be, yeah, like, I'll go for it. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, I fail, but I'm going to grow from it. Recently, like we've been talking about, I picked up, started playing pickleball. Well, within, I started playing, and within like a month, within 6 weeks, I signed up for my first pickleball tournament. And my friends were like, what? Are you crazy? Even people that I play with at on the courts were like, oh my gosh, you already signed up for a tournament? I would never. I go, well, what's the worst that could happen? I mean, I'm gonna lose. But I know as a fact that if I lose, I'm gonna learn from that and I'm gonna grow. As a matter of fact, I grow more from my failures than I grow from my successes. I've always believed that. The worst thing that could happen for me, my pickleball tournament is this coming weekend, and I've only been playing like maybe 3 months. The worst thing that could happen to me is I go into that pickleball tournament and I smoke everybody. Like, I would love to smoke everybody. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm all about it. But if I smoke everybody, that would not be good for me, because my ego would be like, oh, I don't need the practice. Oh, I'm all good. No, I'm not all good. I have so much more to grow. And the only way to get better is to challenge myself. And I think that's all of us, you know. It's not comfortable. It definitely wasn't comfortable signing up for my first pickleball tournament. I'm like, what the heck? What am I doing? I had to put money on the line. You know, it was $60, and now I don't even know how to keep score. And here I am signing up for my pickleball tournament. And even when I first signed up, every single time I went out there, I lost. I didn't win a single match for like 2 months. And then when I signed up, oh man, I got focused. I was really focused and started playing with other people, and I kept on getting better. And that's, yeah, I don't mind stepping into challenges. I love them.
So it seems to me that one of the things that you're kind of pointing out is having a paradigm shift for a lot of people, right? Because a lot of people have that fear of failure, but recognizing that that's not the end game. End game is not the failure. The end game is the growth that you can have through challenging ourselves to be or step into something that God's calling us to do.
Nicely said, Damon. That's exactly what I was going to say. You took it. Yep. Exactly. Perfect. Keep on going. I love it. That's exactly it. Yeah. The end game is not failure. The end game is growing.
But I think that's something that the enemy tries to put in front of us, right? Is that failure, and try to make us think that that's the end game, right? So if we do fail or if we do struggle, then that's the thing that he's trying to highlight, where God's trying to highlight something past that.
Yeah.
And to keep going and to pull out that determination and the, you know, helping us to actually flourish in whatever season that we're in. It might be a difficult season, but because we're growing, we're more likely to flourish.
Engage to flourish no matter what the season is. I love it. Gosh. That's exactly it, Damon. Keep it up.
Okay, so Todd, you know, as someone that is constantly being challenged and someone that's constantly challenging others, do you have something that you'd like to challenge us with today?
Oh, man. Put me on the spot.
Well, that's my challenge to you, is putting you on the spot. Ooh. So,
is there something that I would like the church, that I would like to challenge the church in? Is that what
I mean? You could challenge the church. You could challenge the men. You could challenge. You can lay it down for whoever you want.
Well, definitely the men. As a whole, just to, I don't know, be more active. Be more active and hang out with me on the pickleball court. That's my challenge. Not to be afraid. I don't like to live in fear. I don't like to be afraid. It's good to, you know, like, to be challenged and to accept the challenges, to go for it. You know, I mean, we have an awesome God, right? I mean,
There ain't no losing here in the end. There ain't no losing. I mean, it's just a challenge. It's I mean, there are challenges in life. Trust me, I'm going through some challenges right now. But there are challenges in life, and I don't wish that on anybody. And it is hard to see through some of those, those really serious life challenges. Mm. But I think one of the sermons that I heard was like, hey, if we keep our eye off the challenge and keep our eye on the Lord, you know, that helps. So, and I guess in much the same way, like with my pickleball tournament, don't think about the losing. Like, think about how much growth, how much better you're going to get, how much fun it's going to be. I don't know. So, yeah, just not to be afraid. I don't like living in, yeah. There's this saying that I wrote down, a life lived in fear is a life half lived. So
I kind of feel like that's a challenge, but I also kind of feel like that's a prophetic word. I feel like the Lord is calling us as a church and as a people and as his people to not allow the enemy to put us in a state of fear, not so that we don't live there anymore. But God is calling us to a life that is ready to accept the challenges, because we are in a spiritual war, and we are constantly facing that in our culture today. And God is calling us to step into and step towards pushing back the kingdom of darkness. And I feel like in order for us to do that, we can't live in fear. And we have to remember, kind of like Todd had mentioned, that we have a great God, and in the end, he wins, and we're on the winning team. And so he wants us to step out in courage and not to live in fear anymore.
Yeah, you know, just kind of going over, rewinding a little bit, there are challenges that we're going through, but DM and I, we could let that, you know, those things bring us down. But through these challenges, I think our marriage is stronger, our relationship is stronger. I've learned to communicate with my kids better. And then my faith has totally grown through this. So, you know, I don't want to say that I love being uncomfortable. I wouldn't wish, you know, what we're going through on anybody, but the end result is, like, you know, I think God wants to grow us. I know he wants to grow us. And then in the end, I mean, there's going to be a bigger purpose for why we're going through all this and preparing us for something even better. So that's how I look at life and what we're, you know, that's how I look at challenges.
Yeah, and that's one reason I really was anticipating and looking forward to having this conversation, Todd, is because you're someone that does look forward to challenges, and you recognize that when you're challenged, that's really when you grow the most, right? When we're comfortable, a lot of times that's when we're not growing at all. It's when we're super comfortable. But when we're challenged, when we have to struggle through something, when we have to wrestle with something, that's really when God is calling us to grow and helping us to grow quickly.
Yeah. Well said, Damon.
So Todd, before we close, I know you wanted to give a few shout outs. You've been telling me that you've been wanting to give shout outs for, you know, a few months actually. So now's your time. You can have some time to give some shout outs to people.
Oh, shout outs. Why did I want to do shout outs in the first place? I forgot. Was this?
Well, I thought it was because you wanted to challenge people to come onto the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Let me see. Well, I have to go shout out to my wife. I think, shout out to DM. I don't know if she listens. She better listen to this one. So shout out to her. A lot of the people that I had shouted out or in beforehand have already come on. So
that's good. They took up the challenge before even Todd laid it down.
Yeah. I don't know. Shout out to maybe some of the young adults. I know Brett was on recently. That was good. I love hanging out with those guys, and I would love to hear what they have to say. And I think we could learn something from them as well. Mm. So shout out to some of the young adults.
Okay, so young adults, Todd is laying the gauntlet down.
Uh-huh.
He wants to hear you on the podcast. So yeah. Reach out to me. Let me know if you're ready, and we will have a good conversation.
Uh-huh. Love it. And then my last shout out. I don't know if it's a shout out. I just want to invite everyone to come out and play pickleball with us. We try to play on the weekends on Sunday around 2:00. So we try.
And I think one thing that's also cool about what Todd's doing with the pickleball is it's not just for people at our church, but he'd be totally open to inviting friends and just inviting people to our community too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Actually the people that I play with, they don't go to Catalyst at all. I would love to get a group of people from Catalyst and then however expand it from there. So yeah, just have fun, you know?
Yeah. So that's a neat way that Todd's actually incorporating his faith into some of the things that he's already doing and inviting some of his non-Christian friends to do things and fellowship with people in our community.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Todd, for coming on. We really appreciate your time and really appreciate the way that you look at the different challenges that God puts in front of us and the way that you've been able to challenge me to grow in my faith. I mean, you were my youth leader when I was in high school.
Is that crazy? Is that crazy? That's crazy. I was Damon's youth leader. And I must have been a pretty good youth leader because look how Damon turned out. No, I wasn't.
You must have been pretty cool because we're still friends to this day.
That's
so
true. But there was a time, boy, it got contentious. Like we're on the basketball courts because Damon and I are both pretty competitive. And one time he tried to box me out. I was like, what? Oh, heck no. You are not trying to box me out, little guy.
Yeah, so after that, we had to be on the same team. We were not allowed to be on opposite teams anymore.
We did. Oh, man. We go back.
But that's a story for another time. So until the next episode, may you experience God's desire for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.